The headlines are loud, the divisions are deep, and many believers are just simply tired. Today on Discerning Our Days, we'll unpack the emotional weight of the moment and how you can passionately pursue Jesus in these times. From Mark Henry Ministries, this is Discerning Our Days. Now, here are your hosts, Pastors Mark Henry and Josh Schwartz.
Welcome to today's program. I'm Pastor Josh Schwartz, here with Pastor Mark Henry, and we are thrilled to bring you the very first episode of Discerning Our Days. Since this is a brand new program, before we dive into today's important conversation, we thought it would be helpful to take a few minutes to introduce ourselves and give you a better sense of who we are and what God is leading us to do with this new media venture. I've been in pastoral and multimedia ministry for nearly 20 years. I've worked with youth and young adults, and most recently pastored a church in Western Colorado. I've co-hosted and made guest appearances on numerous podcasts. My heart's desire is to proclaim the gospel and to help followers of Jesus live with their eyes open and their minds engaged. I've recently joined Mark Henry Ministries, and it's my honor to host this program going forward. The man beside me is Pastor Mark Henry. Many of you will recognize Mark from his numerous guest appearances on podcasts and other media outlets. He's a lead pastor of Revive Church in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, and 412 Church in San Jacinto, California. Now, Mark, for the last number of years, you've had a front row seat to see the rapid descent in our culture from a moral, God-fearing nation to the woke, sin-perpetuating nation of today. Mark, could you share your heart and vision with our listeners and explain why you feel called to start this program, Discerning Our Days?
Yeah, Josh, you know, these last 5, 6, 7 years, I've been working with Jan Markell and been on the radio and done a lot of different things trying to encourage all of you to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, not to be deceived by the evil one. And on January 30th, Olive Tree Ministries announced that they were going to be going off the radio. And I was literally watching all of you respond to that, and just the need is like, this is such an important time, we need this. So we just felt like we needed to pick up the mantle because this is such an important time. We're living in days of confusion, days of deception. Satan is not sitting on the sidelines being passive. He is actively trying to seduce the body of Christ. And quite honestly, Josh, you and I have talked about this many times. Many pastors are restrained from talking about some of these things because of their denominations. I think that's why Calvary Chapel, for example, because of their model of church polity, allows the pastors to kind of engage at a level that many cannot.
Yeah.
And then some pastors just simply are not trained in the Bible well enough to like infuse some of these Bible verses into the catastrophes that are happening around us. And so, you know, as we've led the huddles in the past and encouraged pastors, we want to continue to do that. But we want to strengthen everybody's hand that's out there, realizing that we're living in really deceptive days. We're living in days where there's this ambition to thwart everything that God says is good. And so we're just going to keep coming back to the Bible going forward in Jesus' name as best we can.
Amen. I totally agree. I think it's so important in these dark days to be a beacon, to be a light, to help people discern what is going on. Mark, as we've discussed numerous times, Matthew chapter 24 and verse 4, where Jesus says, "See that no one leads you astray," is a passage of scripture, a quote from Jesus, our Lord and Savior, that has really driven us to pick up this mantle and really want to call this program and be driven by this program as Discerning Our Days. Can you talk to that a bit?
Yeah. I mean, Jesus there in Matthew 24, he's just about ready to go to the cross. This is like his last sermon before the upper room discourse, and then it's the cross. And he's honing in for his disciples that there's going to be a lot of deception in the last days. And of course, we recognize what it says in 1 Timothy chapter 4, that in the last days there's going to be doctrines of demons, and they're going to be leading people astray. Titus chapter 2 says the reason we have church leaders, actually, is because there's many talkers and empty deceivers who have gone out in the world and led many people astray. And so, again, this is really the heartbeat of the church, is helping the people of God navigate the lies and the deception, whether it's theological concepts about the Lord Jesus Christ or whether it's the practice of righteousness and godliness. If you remember in the Beatitudes, Jesus said, "Blessed are you when men persecute you for righteousness' sake." That has to do with us standing up and saying, this is what is morally right in regard to family or to our children. I mean, you think about the mutilization of our children and everyone standing up and saying that's right. Or the opposition to lawful civilization like we're seeing right now in Minneapolis. These sort of things, Christians need to stand up and say, hey, this is what God says. This is what righteousness looks like. We need to teach it to our children. I'll never forget back just a few years ago, there was a big riot here in Minneapolis. And I was noticing that there were kids that had been in churches, just like our church. And, you know, they'd gone off to college and they'd been seduced. And then they're leading riotous, godless action in public. And it's embarrassing. And it's embarrassing before the Lord Jesus, because we should do a better job training our children, helping them be ready for the deception that's around us. You know, you think about Satan as the great liar. He's called the great deceiver in the book of Revelation. His methods have never altered. It's just like Adam and Eve. He's going to come. He's going to whisper. Did God really say? Does God really mean? There's no consequences. And that's why this discerning our days is so important. We need to be able to discern, understand what is right, understand what is wrong. How do we apply righteousness? How do we avoid wickedness and honor the Lord Jesus?
Amen. And myself, over the last number of years, I've traveled all across the United States and even the world and spoke in numerous different churches and been in numerous different cities. And the deception is growing more and more, and people truly need to understand how to discern these things. And our goal and desire, Mark, is to simply bring forth what the scriptures say and give the people, the listeners, the ability to see through the lens of scripture the world in which they are living, so that they also can discern the days and finish well and live for Jesus.
You know, all of us love Jan and Olive Tree Ministries, and Jan's going to have a ministry. It's going to continue on. There's going to be a lot of things that are going to be happening. But, you know, this segment of the ministry, I just felt like such a big hole that it's got to be filled. There's a vacuum there. And we just want you to know, we love all of you that are out there listening and watching and have supported Jan over the years. And we just pray that we can be a blessing to you in this new time and in this new season.
Amen. Well, Mark, thank you so much for picking up the baton, if you will, and moving forward with this. I am so thankful to be a host here for this program, Discerning Our Days. Now, friends, you are listening to Discerning Our Days. I'm Pastor Josh Schwartz, and beside me is Pastor Mark Henry. You can find more information about Discerning Our Days on our website, markhenryministries.com. Now, Mark, we've been talking a lot over the last number of months of the unrest and chaos that's happening specifically right here in our backyard in Minneapolis and St. Paul. And right as things got to a climax, or at least they were building towards that, you were sitting in the airport and you did not want to come back. Can you tell us that story?
Yeah. So Jerry and I had been out at 412 Church, our other campus out in Southern California in San Jacinto. And I got done preaching. We went to Palm Springs to get on the plane, fly back here to Minneapolis. And my phone started going off. Ping, 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 ping. You know, it's like those people are so frustrating. It's like, shut your ringer off, you know, that kind of thing. But I knew it was bad because I was just seeing all of the traffic. And I looked at the first one and it described the Renee Good shooting. And all of a sudden, the immediate unrest that was coming. And my wife was sitting next to me to my left. I leaned over to her and said, I'm not getting on that plane. I'm not going back to Minneapolis. You can't make me. And she smiled and gave me a moment. And then she said, yes, you're going to be a man and you're going to get back on that plane and you're going to go back. And I was sitting there literally melting down because I knew what was going to happen. All of us were going to be bombarded by the media. We're going to be bombarded with this flipping upside down of what is good and what is right and what is bad and the intimidation. There's two things I think that are really important that, you know, you got to kind of process. And one is this: progressive realism is believed by the left. Progressive realism is the idea that the socialist agenda, the immoral, godless socialist agenda, is really what history warps back to in its normal state. And so if given time, given opportunity, that's where everything is going to go. So we're going to have a socialist society. It's going to be immoral. It's going to be godless. It's going to be, you know, Sodom and Gomorrah, and they're going to celebrate that. And that's the bent. That's what the left believes right now. So coming back to Minneapolis, knowing that they believe in this progressive realism, the onslaught was going to be massive. It's going to be massive for our kids. It's going to be massive for our churches. It's going to be massive for the pastors. There's going to be protests. And we've seen it, right? All of these recent weeks, all of the crazy things that we've seen. The second component is, because they believe in progressive realism, is the brainwashing.
Sure.
Now, brainwashing, by definition, is the process of pressuring someone to adopt a radically different belief by using a systematic, that's the key, it's systematic and often forcible means. So we're going to use intimidation, we're going to come after you, we're going to do this in all of these different areas. We're going to do it on social media, we're going to do it on television, we're going to do it in print, we're going to do it at the schools. It's this systematic pressure cooker that they put you in to adopt something that is contrary to reality, to truth, to godliness. And I'm like, man, I just do not want to go back.
We're so glad you are with us for this very important broadcast of Discerning Our Days. Pastor Mark Henry and I will be back with more right after this short break.
As we talk about the times we're living in, one of the questions many believers are asking is this: how do we stay biblically grounded and spiritually discerning in the last days? To help answer that, Mark Henry Ministries has created a brand new resource called 7 Keys to Godly Discernment in the Last Days. It's filled with scripture and practical insight to help you understand what's happening around us and how to respond with faith, wisdom, and confidence in Christ. This ministry exists only because of the faithful prayers and generous support of friends like you. Your partnership makes it possible for us to continue sharing biblical truth, encouraging believers, and providing trusted resources in uncertain times. So when you give your tax-deductible gift today, we'll send you, as our thank you, 7 Keys to Godly Discernment in the Last Days. To give now, visit MarkHenryMinistries.com or call 612-208-9408.
Now listen, if you do not believe you're in the middle of a propaganda war, I love you and you can be as mad at me as you want. You're wrong. Okay? So listen, I'm going to rapid fire these. Here we go. Right here, number one. No, this is not a picture of an 8-year-old girl who died in ICE custody under the Trump administration's heartless dictatorship. It happened in 2023, as reported by the New York Times, under the Biden administration. But now it's getting millions of views and being labeled as happening now. Number two, no, this is not a photo of a 5-year-old put in a cage because of the current administration calls people illegal. Nope, Snopes reports after millions of views, it was discovered that was a photo taken at a protest staged in front of Dallas City Hall. The parents brought the kid to the protest. He was in the cage for about 30 seconds and he cried because he couldn't figure out how to get out. Number three, no, this is not a video of ICE agents quote-unquote drive-by macing people for no reason. That went mega viral. I watched the entire video myself. They were throwing things at law enforcement vehicles, and the guy maced the guy that was throwing things at law enforcement vehicles. Number four, no, this is not a picture of a woman whose hand was shot off by ICE agents firing rounds at mourners, as was claimed, and it got millions of views. Nope, she was rioting and obstructing law enforcement, and as you can see right here, she picked up a flashbang before it detonated and injured her own hand, blew part of it off.
Welcome back to Discerning Our Days. Along with Pastor Mark Henry, I'm Pastor Josh Schwartz. Now, Mark, that clip was from the Live Free podcast with Pastor Josh Howerton out of Rockwall, Texas. And he goes on in a longer clip for almost 10 minutes, giving incident after incident after incident of what social media or the media portrayed and then what was actually really happening. And I think that this is a clear explanation, truly, of what you have just been talking about here with brainwashing, because truly, you go into your social media apps, whether that's Facebook or Instagram or X or anywhere, and this is what you're inundated with. But the truth is so much deeper. There is so much deception going on that people truly need discernment and need to understand how then to move past what the media says to understand truly what's going on. What are your thoughts with all of this?
Yeah, so Jerry and I were sitting in the airport, as I said, and I said, I'm not getting back on that plane. And she says, you know, we got to go back. And it's true. I just know that all my friends, everybody in our church family, everybody across the country is going to be, they're going to be trying to brainwash us. And to be honest with you, this has been going on for the last, what, 6 years now at a level, especially around here, at such an intense level. And I'm like, God, you got to help us navigate this. Give us some scriptures. And so as I was just sitting on the plane, I just started taking notes of things that have helped me over the last 6 years navigate the brainwashing. And so, Josh, what I'd like to do is give these four verses that have helped me, because I think they're going to help all of us.
Sure, absolutely.
As we navigate this together. So the very first verse is this, is Proverbs 14:12. There is a way which seems right to a man, but its way is death. It's the way of destruction, I think the way the King James says it. And so the very first thing is we see, you know, the bombardment, whether it's, you know, the stuff that's happening right here on the streets in Minneapolis, or whether it's the attack on churches or the attack on the gospel, the world is always going to have a system that leads to death. And I think that's one of the big things that you and I just have to know right from the beginning. If you don't know Jesus Christ and you don't know the Word of God, then the only thing we have is our own wisdom, our own ability, and Satan's influence. And so it's always going to be corrupt, and it will always lead to our own destruction, our families, our country, our churches, everything that God says is good. So I think that's the first verse, because there's a hard anchor point. The second verse that stood out to me was Proverbs 14:7. And this is so important. It says, "Leave the presence of a fool, or you will not discern the words of knowledge." So if we're around people that, you know, are haters of God, and they hate what is righteous, and, you know, they're standing up, I mean, let's just be really honest. They can't decide whether a man can have a baby or not. They can't decide what bathroom to go into. If you're talking to people like that, and we're allowing our children to be led by people like that, they are not going to be able to discern reality eventually. That's what that verse is saying. Leave the presence of a fool. And the responsibility is the individual. You've got to do it. I've got to do it. We got to help our children do it. Leave the presence of a fool, or you will not discern. And there's our key word, right? We're not going to be able to understand the way of knowledge. And so that's really important. There's another verse that stands out as I, again, was just reflecting on it on the plane. In Proverbs 28:5, it says, "Evil men do not understand justice. Those who seek the Lord understand all things." In other words, the spiritual weight of fearing the Lord and having the commandments of God allows us to understand, to discern things that the wicked will not be able to discern. I don't know if people are familiar with our state representative, Fink, but, you know, a transgender representative. And when the city church was stormed and that service was, you know, interrupted, came out and said, "Anti-ICE mob storming churches is essential and must continue." Hmm. And so from, you know, Fink's perspective, it's just
right
to come and disrupt churches and to intimidate people. And now, you know, weeks later, we're hearing stories about, you know, yeah, there were some people who were arrested and held, you know, they're being charged for that disruption. But there are still people that have come to the church, and they're following people home and intimidating. That's the process of brainwashing. I'm going to make you buy in to my worldview or my actions or my thoughts about righteousness, or you're going to suffer. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what this verse is talking about. So just remember this, the natural way of man always leads to destruction. Remember this, that if we listen to a fool long enough, we'll never figure out what's right. And if we can wrap our minds around the fact that when people are talking about justice, they're not talking about justice like you and I think of justice.
Right.
They're talking about social justice, their woke construct, and making everyone conform to it. I just was with a guy yesterday, a fantastic engineer. He works for a Fortune 500 company. The company did $20 billion of sales last year. And he said, I'm assaulted as soon as I come onto the campus with, you know, rainbow flags and other woke agenda that is totally contrary to everything in the Word of God and everything I know to be true. You know, he's a Jewish believer. He's rooted in the scriptures. And he's just like, this is, my workplace is filled with things to pressure me to acquiesce. And those are the days in which we are living. So it's an important verse. There's another verse, and it's found in Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 10. It says, "A righteous man has regard for the life of his animal, but the compassion of the wicked is cruel." Now, this is an amazing passage, because it says that a righteous person, a person that fears God, recognizes the authority of God, and that God's given us animals to manage and creation to manage and so forth, He even shows kindness not just to people who are made in the image of God, but he cares for animals.
Amen.
But it goes on to say that the compassion, this is such an important word because that's the big word, right? Justice and compassion. Well, they don't understand justice. How about compassion? And this verse right here says that the wicked, their compassion is cruel. And there are so many ways we can illustrate this, right? We're being compassionate to children who are in bodies that they do not identify with. And so we're going to help them get sex changes. And parents are being oppressive so that they can come to, you know, these sanctuary states, and the children can become a ward of the state, and we can take them away from their parents and give them sex changes. That's not compassion, but that's how it's sold. Or, you know, Mandami, the New York mayor, you know, one of the things he wants to do is abolish private property. That's compassionate in his mind. Mm-hmm. But if you read through the scriptures, you know, the Ten Commandments, for example, says you shall not steal. What does that assume? That people have property. So now he is telling us it's just to steal property, and it's compassionate. It's good to steal property. And then he says, well, it's better, that would be better to do that than to live with what we've currently got. Well, why are they in trouble? Well, they're in trouble because of all the regulations not to build housing and illegal immigration, between those two things. I don't know if you've heard this, but in San Francisco, in order to get a building permit to build a house, it takes 605 days.
Wow.
To get a building permit. In other words, you're going to spend somewhere between $50,000 and $100,000 before you even put a shovel in the ground, and it's going to take over 600 days. It only took, I think, 411 days to build the Empire State Building in 1931. And we didn't even have all of the, you know, cranes and things that we have today.
Sure.
So we can build, you know, 1.5 Empire State Buildings with 1931 technology faster than I can get a permit. And so when you think about this social engineering that they're doing, all of this is not compassionate. It's oppressive. It's evil. It's wicked. And people are going to suffer. And I think if we can hold on to those four verses, as we're in the pressure cooker of this brainwashing techniques that are happening around us, I think we'll find a greater level of God's grace and peace and mercy to navigate it.
Amen. Well, thank you for such a comprehensive list. Remember, friends, Proverbs 14:12, Proverbs 14:7, Proverbs 28:5, and Proverbs 12:10. You've been listening to Discerning Our Days. I'm Pastor Josh Schwartz, along with Pastor Mark Henry. And again, we are here to help you discern through the lens of the scriptures the evil, dark days in which we live. Remember what Jesus said in Matthew 24:4, see to it that no one leads you astray. Now, you can find us on all social media platforms, whether Facebook, Instagram, X, or YouTube, under Mark Henry Ministries, and we can't wait to speak with you again next week.
Thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Discerning Our Days. We hope the program has been an encouragement to you as you navigate the times in which we are living and seek to passionately pursue Jesus. To help you do that, we've put together a great resource filled with scripture references to help you understand the times in which we are living from a biblical perspective. We've titled it Seven Keys to Godly Discernment in the Last Days, and it's our thank you when you make your gift to support this new media ministry. As Mark and Josh talked about today, discerning our days was not something we planned for even a month ago, but God called us to fill the void on the airwaves, so we are stepping out in faith and now asking friends like you to stand with us. Your generous tax-deductible gift today would be a huge encouragement and help. To give now, visit our website, markhenryministries.com, and click the donate button. That website again is markhenryministries.com. You can also call us at 612-208-9408. 612-208-9408. If you're giving by check, our address is P.O. Box 190. That's P.O. Box 190, Forest Lake, Minnesota, 55025. And when you give, be sure to ask for Seven Keys to Godly Discernment in the Last Days, available as a digital download as our thanks for your gift today. Now, don't forget, Josh and Mark continue today's conversation on our video platforms. That bonus content can be found through the links on our website, markhenryministries.com, where you can join thousands of other ministry friends that subscribe to our regular video feeds and stay connected with us all week long. We also have a free mobile app where you can get this program on demand as well as access live streaming events. Just search Mark Henry Ministries at your app store. Next time on Discerning Our Days, Mondo Gonzalez of Prophecy Watchers will join us for a fascinating discussion about AI and the beast system. We hope you'll join us then. For Pastors Josh Schwartz and Mark Henry, I'm Matt Stockman saying thank you for being with us today, helping you to passionately pursue Jesus. Discerning Our Days is a media outreach of Mark Henry Ministries.